Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning. Hey, it's a Saturday morning, and thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every day introducing this show to our listening audience. And we want to thank the over 40,000 people that have tuned in to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. We really, truly appreciate your support, and we thank you for being part of our listening audience. And this is Baba Jahi, and you're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show. And, hey, you know, we're going to share some information today to help, you know, give out some tips and some facts and some, you know, some great things that you can do in terms of, you know, working from home. And so, hey, you know, that's what this is all about, you know, whether it's a home-based business or whether you're looking for work, because there are awesome places that do allow you to be able to, as people say, telecommute, you know, where you work from home. And as you work from home, you're able to, you know, earn a paycheck. Well, you know, part of working from home is great. And, you know, what you want to do, you should be able to set some goals and make sure that you stay focused, because working from home is a little bit different than, you know, being on the quote-unquote job at a facility. So you need to make sure you set your environment up at home, you know, one that's conducive for you to be able to work. It's like I do a lot of work on a computer and stuff from home. So I have two home-based businesses. One that you've heard about on a previous show, which is a licensed tax professional. And we still are hiring for that position. If some people out there interested in learning how to do taxes from home and earn an additional about $30,000 to $35,000 a year doing that, you can send us a text at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774, or you can call us on that same number, 252-406-0774. And the other, I have a travel home base, travel business, a travel agent with First Travel Alliance. And, you know, hey, we help people save on their vacations. And then also for those that are looking for business opportunity, we show them how to be able to take a paycation. That's when you take a vacation that you was normally going to take anyway, but get paid for it. Again, you want information about that, you can give us a call, 252-406-0774. Well, you know, one of the things that you need to understand, first of all, is talk about home-based business or working from home. It all starts with a key one. Step one, know what you don't want. See, you got to know what you don't want in life. And, you know, you should definitely make a list of what you don't want so you can flesh those things out, what you do not want. Then select what you would like to have, do, or be. And next is, what is it that you would like to have, do, or be? What is it that you want? What did you want to be able to do? What is it that you want to be? These are, you know, some very, very important questions that you need to ask yourself. Then after you do that, then you need to do what we call get clear. When we say get clear, make sure that the things that would block you from getting what you want, that you remove those paths and those obstacles out of your way. It might be bad habits that stop you from getting what you want. Well, you need to eliminate those bad habits. Might be bad people, or we refer to as negative people. You need to eliminate them. If it's a family member that's negative, then you need to set boundaries. Well, maybe a setting boundary is, hey, you only communicate with them on certain days or certain times because you know their negativity is going to have an impact on you. So you need to set boundaries, or you need to just, you know, confront them and let them know that I love you, but, you know, you're very, very negative. And, you know, what I have to do means that I have to make sure that I'm around positive people and, you know, if you don't have nothing good to say when I call you, then just tell me, call you another time or whatever, because, you know, I don't need to be drained by you. You're blocking me from getting what I want. And that might be a tough conversation. But you need to make sure you get clear of the obstacles and things that are blocking you. You need to suggest to them another way to think. Then, see, once you clear, then what's going to happen is you're going to open up a path, a channel to the universe into which you send out what it is that you want, and you'll be drawn to it, and it'll be drawn to you. And then you want to do is you want to feel how exciting it would be to have, do, or be what you want. How exciting would it be to be financially free and then pretend in your mind that you already are there? See yourself already there. And what's going to happen? That's going to create activities, events, and things that's going, you know, you're going to be like, wow, supernatural. Yeah, it's going to create activities and events and things that's going to draw you to what it is that you want. Then you got to do is, this last part is let go. What do you mean by let go? You got to let go of what it is that you want so that the universe can make it happen for you. I always say let go and let God be in control. You know, let go and let God be in control. You know, so you pray so that you have faith that it's going to happen for you, but you also have faith because you know that you're working on it. Faith without actions we know is dead. And so when you pray for something, you pray for that thing, but you always add this to it. Or something better. Or something better. Because why? The universe will respond. And what you want might not be, you know, what God has intended for you. It might be something better than what you want. And sometimes, you know, you say you wish for one thing and you got another. And it was better than what you wished for. So you always want to say that something better, something better, something better. That's so important, you know, to look at that something better factor. And want to do that. And it's so, so important to just focus that way. Now, you know, when you're working from home, you know, there's several different things that you can do, and we're going to, tomorrow, we will list some working home job possibilities and opportunities. I might have a few that I can list today and check in my emails to see what is out there. As we, you know, do the show. And then I'm also going to tell you about a call that I'll be on, you know, tomorrow evening at 6:30 that you can listen to. It's a new attitude call. It's a call, you know, basically helping people shape their attitudes and their thought patterns and looking at how, you know, to move successfully do the things that they want to accomplish and be able to do. So, you know, it's just so, so important. And remember always that one of the great things about working from home is tax advantages. Now, there are some tax advantages of doing a job from home, telecommuting. There's certain things that you get to write off. You get to write off more if you're on your own business in terms of working from home. But if you work from home and you're working for, you know, doing a job working from home, you still have to set up an office. So, you know, there's business expense use of office that you use for your home. Depending on when you have to report to that corporate location, you know, you can get to write the mileage off for that when you do that. And, you know, so there's, you know, some real things that you know, you might really want to look at with that. And so, you know, working from home is a great, you know, second career path. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, legal and legit work-at-home programs. And so, you know, we want to make sure that you understand how, you know, how they work. And as usual, you got to make sure you know the difference between a scam. Now, a job, when you get a work-from-home job, is that you want to make sure that the work-from-home job is a real job. and not, you know, a scam. What I mean by a work from home job, a work from home job is where you actually get paid to do work. Now, you don't work from home jobs, you don't pay them to, you know, to enroll in that. Now, if it's a business opportunity, then yes, you're going to pay initial fee, you know, in terms of a distributor and do whatever it is that you need to do to work for that particular market. You know, well, I have to say market that particular position. So that's, you know, that's the distinction between, you know, a work from home job. Now, so like some work from home jobs, or like we have a company, it's a company called West, and they allow people to, you know, work from home. And what they allow you to do is, you know, you need to have a computer with a headset, and you're doing a human service, customer service type work where they, you know, will allow you to do some work where, like, say, so you might be working for T-Mobile, and, you know, people call in, and you have access to a web page where you're able to go in and troubleshoot what might be going wrong with that person's phone. You know, jobs like that. And that job like that, you don't pay for. Usually, they'll have a training that you can do on a computer, and you might have to come in and do another training, do some paperwork and other stuff. And then everything else you do from home, you usually will meet with somebody about once a month. And, you know, those are some of the type of positions that's out there. Then you have, like, positions like graphic designer, temp administrative assistant, which is, you know, a position that people are interested in at times. I did find one right here that people were hiring for this week, and it's listed on Craigslist, and I believe it's for the Atlanta, Georgia area. So anybody out there that's listening in Atlanta, it's a temporary administrative position. And here are the details. A real estate agent looking for temporary administrative help. Prefer someone with experience in real estate but not required. This position will be data entry, phone calls, follow-up. Need help getting organized. Looking for someone trustworthy, efficient, and detail-oriented. Could possibly lead to permanent position in future. Position will be done from your home. Necessary equipment will be a computer, high-speed internet scanner, a phone. Please be professional, good speaking voice, ability to write letters and emails. Pay is negotiable, part-time, temporary work. No taxes will be taken out, which means they're going to give you a 1099. No benefits, they're letting you know that up front. Please respond with a resume and a cover letter describing why you were right for this position. And it says this is location is McDonough, Georgia. Telecommuting is okay. This is a part-time job. Principals only. Recruiters, please do not contact this job poster. Please, no phone calls about this job. Please do not contact job poster about other service products or commercial interest. And this is on Craigslist. So if you know how to go to Atlanta.craigslist.com and you pull up job posting 315-143-1512. I'll repeat that. You'll pull up job posting 315-143-1512. And, you know, each show I'll attempt to list a job that you can find working from home along with sharing business opportunities. So, you know, that's the job that you can find right now on Craigslist, Atlanta.craigslist.com, temporary administrative assistant job. You have to refer to the job posting. There's no phone calls, and then refer to the posting. They tell you where to mail your resume, cover letter. And you can find a lot of these, like, work-from-home positions where, you know, it's a work-from-home position. They didn't ask you to send them no money. because they're going to be doing real actual interviewing. So again, you know, if you're interested in working from home, there's ways to get listings. We will post, you know, listings and share listings, you know, on here on the show at least once, at least one every show. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we'll be doing here to keep you informed about how you can work from home. Now, also, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, is that Sunday evening, there's a program that we'll be on. And so we, you know, want to make sure that you know about that program. And the program is called the New Attitude Program. And what you can do is you can, that's Sunday evening at 6:30 Eastern Time and 5:30 Central Time. This show is called New Attitude. You know, and it's about developing the right mindset, And so you want to make sure that, you know, that you tune in and check out what we're going to be sharing tomorrow as we talk about mindset. Mindset is so, so important. And, you know, when we talk about mindset, you know, you can do, let me give you the number for the show so you can make sure you can dial in tomorrow. That would be great, right? Yeah, it's 6:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Central Time. You can dial in. The number is going to be 712-432-0075, and the PIN code is 802-089-POUND. 712-432-0075. The PIN code is 802-089-POUND. And you can call in to that show and listen. And the topic that we will be discussing is why mindset is important. And, you know, in terms of lifestyle, why that's so, so important. We also will be talking about family business. And also we will talk about, you know, tax savings. And, you know, owning a home office and all of that. So, you know, hey, make sure you tune in tomorrow. I believe you will really, really, really enjoy what you're going to hear. And again, let me give you that number one more time so you can make sure you have the number 712-432-0075. And the PIN code is 802-089-POUND. So tune in and check that out. Well, that brings us to the little bit over the halfway point of the show. And I got, you know, Peace I Want to Play by Mark Yarnell, which deals again with mindset. And that's for, this is for all of the network marketers out there. And then for those that also want to take advantage of the position that we have where you can earn, you know, I'll tell you about that after play the Mark Yarnell piece. But let's listen to Mark because he's going to share something that I really think that people should, you know, hey, copy this, record it, or, you know, you can give me a call at 252-406-0774, you know, and I will share that with you.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks, you can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done, so they can do it too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
Okay. I hope you take that very, very seriously. As you said, the key is understanding. If someone else has done something, you can do it too. We used to have a little song we used to sing, you know, coming up as a child. Punchinello, funny fella. You can do it too. Punchinello, funny fella. Yeah, well, you know, it's an adult game of follow the leader. So, you know, be coachable. Do the things that you're supposed to do the right way. Be coachable and trainable. Because if someone, see, it was told this long time ago, and that's why I make sure I stay, you know, with my millionaire mentors, that if you want to earn $1 million, get with someone who's a millionaire and follow their instruction. Mark Yarnell, multimillionaire, just told you. First part of the mindset is understanding that if someone else has done something, you can do it too. Someone else has done something, you can do it too. So keep that in mind. Hey, and, you know, remember, tomorrow night, 6:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Central Time, call in and listen to Sheldon want to be on. You know, I want you to call in and listen. Again, the call-in number is 712-432-0075, and the PIN is 802-089-POUND. Call in about 6:25 Eastern Time or 525 Central Time. So call in, you know, and spend some time with us tomorrow. We'll be on a show talking about new attitude. And this is going to bring us to the end of the day show. And, you know, hey, we'll be up again here tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock Sunday morning, with the We Work From Home morning show. Until next time, hey, God bless you. And we're going to close out with our theme song called It's My Time. Remember, every day, make it your time, because God made it his time to wake you up. With that said, God bless you, love you, and we thank you for being part of our listening audience.
This Success Songs original composition for music and words that create powerful moments in your day. go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.